Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Daily Make Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Make Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Make Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
What is shaking, Rockaholics? Happy Thirsty Thursday. Steve Miggs, are we doing the thing that the men's room is doing?
Yes. Yes, indeed, that we are.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, it's wearing a sweatshirt with no t-shirt underneath.
Here's the clip from when we were on the men's room, just to kind of give you an idea of what's going on.
Steve, you don't know what's going to trigger. Our own Ted Smith last week lost his mind. We're all wearing sweatshirts without t-shirts underneath them like we normally do.
That's gross.
And you were raw-dogging a sweatshirt?
Thank you, Karen.
Do you have a t-shirt on underneath that?
God darn right I do.
See? She's a grown-up.
So you never wear a sweatshirt without a t-shirt on?
No. Like, only if it's like an emergency and I have to run outside really quick and I've been naked.
Take it out trash? Take it to kid to school?
I'm not listening to Biggs. He wears tights.
Yeah. So spandex.
No, enough of that kind of slander.
So we're doing it.
Yeah, yes, we are.
I already hate it so much.
I don't hate it as much as I thought I would hate it, but I kind of, I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Is 30 seconds enough?
That's enough for me. I brought a t-shirt. I'm planning to put it on underneath and then put the sweatshirt back on.
Oh yeah, I wore a t-shirt to work and I put this on right before we started the show. Danny, you forgot the assignment?
I completely spaced it. I have a hoodie and I have a t-shirt on. I could easily take it off, but I don't think you guys want me getting naked right now.
And I don't recommend this. it's okay.
I don't think we're selling it at all.
Yeah, but I don't understand why they do this.
I don't either. It feels odd. I was a little cold this morning, I'll be honest. I wanted that extra layer underneath. And then if I get too hot, I can take it off. And I'm not, you know, just rocking a bra underneath. That's weird.
You know, the men's room that like us are very odd. This might be the oddest thing that they're willing to get behind.
Yeah, and thankfully, not on board.
At least one member of the show, the Ted Smith, has a brain in his head.
Yeah, he's got common sense.
Yes.
So great.
I highly unrecommend this.
Me too. How about the Daily Mix download? I recommend that.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today it's a very, very special day. It's World Philosophy Day.
Oh.
So today is the day for you to either have some strange stoner thoughts or philosophical thoughts.
Sometimes it can be both.
Yes, I have a couple of examples.
Oh, no.
If you drop a slice of pizza on the floor, is the floor now a pizza topping?
Wow.
I like that one.
If tomatoes are a fruit, is ketchup technically a smoothie? And if you clean a vacuum, aren't you the vacuum cleaner?
Oh, these are deep.
Oh, or these are just jokes that Mitch Hedberg decided were too stupid to ever deliver. But there you go. Enjoy yourself, World Philosophy Day. Do whatever you want with that. The Seahawks are off to Tennessee to take on the 1-9 Tennessee Titans this weekend. Coach Mike McDonald, he did his press conference like he always does during the week. And somebody did ask him about Gray Zabel to give an update because it's not looking like he's going to be playing. In fact, he said yesterday that he wasn't practicing and it's looking more like Christian Haynes will be starting at left guard for the Seahawks.
Yeah, so Gray's not going to practice today.
And what about Christian? I mean, he's putting a
pretty tough spot there to come in on the 1 yard line. First snaps of the season.
Just yeah, like he hadn't played. You know, he hadn't played football in a minute, really, like, or live football for that matter. We'll see what Gray's situation is, but you got to go, man. Like we've seen in our football team, if somebody, you know, can't go for a certain amount of time, whether it's practice or games, the standard stays the same. We expect you to go in and go rip it for us. And he did that. Like, he didn't bat an eye, and there's things he's going to learn from the game, and we're going to need him to play at a high level if he needs to play this week.
So Christian Haynes will be ripping it for us this weekend. But hopefully Gray Zabel won't be out for an extended period of time. It definitely looks a lot more optimistic than we thought last
Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, the Seattle Mariners are celebrating something big next season, our 50th season in 2026. Steve Miggs, are you older than the Mariners?
I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
The big anniversary weekend is August 7th through
the
9th.
Hold on, I need to email HR for you being ageist with the look that you just gave me. How about the Seahawks celebrated 50 last year, and now we got the Mariners celebrating 50.
I know, this is really cool to be doing that back-to-back. So the top 50 greatest Mariners are going to be unveiled, and you can actually vote on that. I already went and checked it out this morning. They did a great job with the website.
Who'd you vote for?
Well, I haven't done all my voting yet, but, Ken Phelps is going to be in there. Dan Wilson, of course, Cal Raleigh. It's going to be great. I can't wait.
It's going to be great.
They're going to be doing a lot of special giveaways throughout the season, commemorative jersey patches. But they kind of already showed what that logo is going to look like, and it's pretty dope. So a full 50 seasons merchandise line has also been launched, so we can go spend all our money over there.
I know. The patch looks pretty cool. And then they also dropped their giveaway lineup, so when you go to the games, you're going to want to get there early to get some of this stuff. The thing that's most interesting to me, and I kind of want to see a picture of it to know what the hell's going on, because April's going to kick off with a Kingdome fanny pack hat. And that wasn't a typo. It's a fanny pack hat.
What does that even look like?
I don't know, but if it's on your head, it's no longer a fanny pack.
Wow, that's another philosophical thing to ponder today, Steve Riggs. Wow.
Or does it have like a visor, but it goes around your waist?
I'm very intrigued.
That way the sun doesn't get in your wiener's eyes. I don't know what's going on here. Your fanny pack hat. Also, Danny, I know back in the day, back in your Disney obsession days, you used to collect the pins. There's going to be a bunch of commemorative pins for each decade that the Seattle Mariners have been around.
I love this so much.
That's super cool. I love how people get into the enamel pins thing.
Oh, yeah. So I'm excited to see what kind of stuff they create. And then Randy Johnson, Julio Rodriguez are going to have throwback jerseys that they're going to be giving away. Cal Raleigh is going to have a throwback jersey as well. So there's going to be a lot of reasons for you to go to Mariners games. In addition to them, I mean, they should be a very good team that's going to be playing on the field. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 53 degrees. Going to rain today. Also, the Kraken, they're in Chicago taking on the Blackhawks. You got Thursday night football. The Bills are taking on the Texans. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
This year, we have a goal of putting 2,500 coats on local children in need through Coats for Kids. It's an awesome partnership that we do every year with the Washington State Council of Firefighters. And we have the goal is $50,000, and we have already been making some great progress in that direction. Steve Miggs, I think yesterday we were up over $2,500.
Yes, indeed. Thanks to Rockaholics like Eric Asmussen, who donated $25. Nicole Vera Cruz donated $25 as well. Tamara Plummer, $25. Also, $25 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need. If you don't have $25, you can throw in $5, $10, whatever you've got. Or if you've got more than $25, of course, $50, $100, $200. The Rockaholics have already started up with their generosity, and we can't appreciate them enough.
It is adding up so quickly already, and you can make a difference at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Last night, our boy Danny V had a wild, spontaneous evening. Danny, what happened last night?
Well, I ended up going to a punk rock show with Mike from MXPX.
the punk rock god.
That is insane. We didn't know this was happening when we departed here yesterday.
I sure did not. I randomly got home from the gym last night, and I got a text from Mike, and he's like, hey, you want to go see Authority Zero with me tonight at El Corazon?
Random.
And I was like, yes, I do.
Did he say was he coming from Bremerton?
He was coming from Bremerton,
did
yeah.
you have to pick him up at the ferry?
No, he drove himself. And I was just like, what is this? This is so random, especially because there was a...
Did all of his other friends say no?
I'm kidding.
Wow. Probably. He's like, all my friends are older like me, don't want to go to concerts. Do I know anyone younger?
He's like,
Danny.
I text Steve and Taryn. They both didn't answer me. So
oh, yeah, I have him on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah, it was so random. And it was so cool. I got to go see Authority Zero and Voodoo Glow Skulls last night at Al Corazon. And it's just kind of wild because like I was thinking about the time, probably 20 years ago, this like DVD, because you know how bands used to do DVDs, right?
What is this DVD you speak of?
I don't know. But they used to do like documentaries, and I used to buy all of them.
Yeah.
Obviously, been a big MXPX fan since I was like 12 years old. And this one, it was called like B-Movie or something. And they came out with one, and they did like a live performance and like four or five songs at it. And I remember like watching it. I knew it was in Seattle, but I didn't know where it was. But the first time I ever went to El Corazon, I was like, this is where it was because of the pole. I was like, oh my God, this is where I'm at the place that MXP. So now, 20 years later, I get a text from Mike to take me to a punk rock show at El Corazon, and I'm standing there in the crowd watching a punk band at El Corazon.
That's bonkers.
I'm like, what is my life right now?
That is pretty. Also, I think it's kind of cool. I was thinking about it when you texted us, which I thought it was like kind of like a Chris Farley moment. Hey guys, this is pretty cool. I'm right next to MXPX. I was like, that's amazing. But you just bought his signature bass.
I did.
Did you tell him?
Oh, yeah. No. Well, I
did you bring it with you to have it signed?
I halfway thought about it. I was like, no.
If you showed up, he's waiting for you outside of El Corazon. He's like, where's Danny? And then you're walking up and you have his bass on you, like a strapped on.
I'm wearing it.
Yeah, with a Sharpie.
Hey, Mike.
Playing Chick Magnet. No, I did not do that. But it was just still wild to me. And especially, like, I just can't. If you would have told me 20 years that would have been my life, I would have just been like, you're insane.
Those are my favorite kind of stories when like you, like something kind of comes full circle in a sense where you're just like, how did that even happen?
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, I mean, as silly as it, like we're goofing around about it, that's pretty freaking cool. Like your favorite band, the front man of your favorite band is inviting you to go see a rock show on a Wednesday night, which has got to be a little rough, but still.
At that point, I was like, no, you don't say no to Mike Carrera. So at that point, yeah, I'm going to see Authority Zero with Mike Carrera.
How was the show?
It was awesome. It was nice. So good. And there was a local band too, The Letdowns. They're from Tacoma.
Cool.
And they got to play, or they opened for them. And another one called the Venomous Pinks played. And they're doing like a big show in Arizona sometime soon. And then MXPX is coming back up here at Showbox. And it's sold out.
In January.
And we're all going to that.
We are absolutely going to that. Danny, how much sleep did you get last night?
You know, like around 3 hours.
I know, I saw on your Instagram stories when I woke up and I'm like looking at, when did this come in? 4 hours ago. I'm like, oh, Danny's effed.
It's fine.
Pour the coffee.
The Daily Mix Show.
How about you? 206-803-ROCK. What is something that you got to do in your life that your younger self would think was completely insane? 206-803-ROCK. Call now and we will chat with you after Candlebox. Last night, our friend Danny V was invited to a concert with Mike from MXPX, a major, major favorite band of his. Something that if we told younger Danny that this would happen someday, he would think that was completely insane.
Danny was showing us during the break, he was showing us a video of MXPX performing at El Corazon, the video that he used to watch as a 12-year-old, and then he was at MXPX with the singer, just hanging out, watching the show. Pretty
so
cool,
insane.
Full circle moment.
So what is something you've gotten to do in your life that your younger self would have thought was completely insane? 206-803-ROCK. Andy from Bremerton, what's the thing you've gotten to do that your younger self would think was insane?
Well, when I was younger, I was a huge, I still am. I'm a huge football fan. I'm actually, unfortunately, a big Steelers fan.
What's wrong with you, Andy?
But I work full-time for CenturyLink as a security guard, and during Seahawks games, every game, I love Sounders games, all the Seahawks, or like every Seattle team, really, I love a lot of them. Got a dear special place in my heart, but Seahawks games, I work security right front door, right on the side of the door where main players come out or their locker room comes out for the game. And every single game, I can't even believe I'm standing there watching these players. They're literally like massive giants compared to what I thought. I thought I could play in the NFL. When I see these guys, I'm like, heck no.
Andy, when you bring that instantly got me thinking, because when I got to do like the whole the audio parabolic microphone during the preseason game when the Hawks played the Chiefs, I'm like right next to all the Chiefs players. And the one thing I realized was just how massive these guys are, mainly Chris Jones, number 95 for the Chiefs. I'm standing next to him and I'm like, he's like double my size. This guy could like, he probably eats me for protein every day. It's insane. So was there a certain player that just completely like overwhelmed you with how massive he was?
Back in the day, because I worked there for a long time, like a couple years now. So one of my favorite players that I used to like really like eye goggle over when I used to see him was Jimmy Graham when he played for us.
Yep.
And it was just like when these players are out of uniform, they just look like regular humans. But as soon as they put their uniform on, it's something amazing. It's like, holy crap, you guys look like gladiators, like real warriors when you see them. It's always fun to watch.
Yeah, like superheroes.
So, Andy, out of curiosity and all your security experiences, did you ever have to deal with someone running down on the field or anything insane like that?
No, I'm always stuck in the tunnel. My favorite part is I only just get to see them come out when they call the names of the players, get my blood rushing. I only just stay right there in the tunnel. And then after that, I have to go back into the stadium to guard more areas. So I'm never really, like, close to the field. But I've seen other team members, though, take out some streakers. It is fun to watch.
I would want that to be like a guarantee. Like at one point, if I was working security, I would want a guarantee that I get to like
tackle
body
a streaker,
slam someone, take them down. Yeah,
they might be naked though.
That's okay.
Okay. Hey, who am I to stop you from having a good time?
Right?
Looking at some of the text messages at 206-803-ROCK, somebody said, as a kid, I was the kid that would always wave at firefighters all the time. So younger me would have been so stoked to find out that I just became a firefighter.
Oh, that's fantastic. Congratulations on becoming a firefighter, too.
We used to do that, too. That was like whenever the fire truck was coming by in our neighborhood, all the kids would just come out like waving like crazy, hoping that they'd honk their horn at us.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah. Someone texted and said, I recently went skydiving at the age of 40. Teenage me refused to go on a Ferris wheel because I was scared of being up that high.
Oh, my gosh.
And Make Joe loved this one. I randomly got to have beer with Ric Flair once. Beer. It's not just a beer. If you know Ric Flair, it's not just a beer happening. My younger self would have assumed I died and went to heaven.
Oh, that's awesome, though.
I remember I think it was a WrestleMania or SummerSlam, and I was at the same hotel that the wrestlers were staying at. And I remember seeing Ric Flair at the hotel bar. And I'm like, this is the stories that you always hear. Like, he just posts up at the bar, and the guy just drinks all night. I couldn't get up the courage. I didn't have any drinks in me. Maybe if I had a few drinks in me, I would have had the balls to, like, go up to him and be like, Ric, let's have a shot. But I was just like, I was too starstruck.
So, okay, question, because you're the wrestling guy in the room here.
No, Danny's the wrestling guy, but I'll answer it for him.
When people see Ric Flair, are they in the background going like, woo?
Oh,
or like,
yes.
Yes, that happens.
Yes.
Everywhere he goes, I bet he's just hearing woos.
No, he's in the hotel at the bar. There are random people, families that I don't even know if they're there for WrestleMania, that see Ric Flair because you can't not see him.
He's, oh, yeah.
He dresses over the top. There's no denying it's Ric Flair. And they're just yelling woo, and he's wooing right back. It's not like as if he's like, don't woo at me. He knows like he's paid, he's lived a good life because of that woo.
There's noise everywhere he goes. Yes. I love it.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Migs this morning? He has 362 wins currently, 125 losses, and 103 ties in 2025.
Woo!
206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Beat Migs at 650.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.